no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
And today we're talking to Dr. Bob Bowden, who is a senior lecturer in adult education at the University of New England at Armidale. And Bob has spent quite a few years working in projects in East Timor in adult education as an advisor to the East Timorese government, spending months at a time there. He's just come back. Can you tell us how you see Renato, the rebel leader?
Warwick, Renato is being described by some people as a wild card and as by some as being psychologically unbalanced, but this was not the way he was described back in May 2006 when he led an armed group out of the army in what was an act of mutiny against the government at that time, the government of Maria Alcatiri. Some of your listeners will probably remember the quite positive media that Renato gained at that time, and photos of him posing with the Australian forces who were sent over there to secure the country as a result of the crisis at that time. Renato's been a significant actor in an ongoing struggle for political power in the country over the last couple of years. And that's the way he needs to be analysed in terms of who he is working with and what are the political forces that are engaged in this struggle for power in East Timor.
Was it an act of desperation or...?
Well, it's not at all clear what his objective was in going to the President's house at that time of the day. And it won't become clear until there's a proper independent investigation of the events leading up to that action. Unfortunately, we don't have anybody undertaking that investigation at the moment, and until we do, we won't really know what was behind it. So I don't want to say what his motives were in going there.
Are we going to get an independent investigation?
Well, at this stage, they've brought in a couple of FBI forensic experts to help with the investigation, but I think what's needed is another investigation of the similar to the one that occurred in 2006. You know, there was a very detailed study done by the UN Special Investigation Commission in October 2006, which provided quite a detailed analysis of the violence over there. So people need to... That's the kind of process that needs to continue.
What came out of that?
Well, the main thing was that a whole lot of people who'd been involved in the violence, including Renato, were named for action to be taken, for proceedings to be issued through the justice system over there and for them to be brought to trial. Renato was one of the people who should have been brought before the justice system. In fact, he was eventually arrested, but he escaped, and then he was allowed to stay out there after that. So he's been at large for a long time. Along with a lot of other people who were involved in that armed rebellion against the elected government of Maria Alcatiri, they've been allowed to stay out there, and I think this is a classic case of blowback. Action should have been taken a lot longer ago to bring these people before the justice system. The reason the action wasn't taken was because they were playing a role in the country politically. They were helping to create the conditions for... to create a new political situation in East Timor.
And would you care to speculate on who are the directors of this role-playing?
Well, I can't really speculate. I mean, the thing is, until there's a proper investigation, until everybody's been who was involved in that original rebellion is brought before and was named for their action in it, including the police commander at the time, Paolo Martins, who is now a member of parliament for the ruling coalition of CNRT and the other political parties in the AMP government. Vicente Reylos has finally been brought before the courts, but his case is ongoing. It hasn't been completed yet. There's a number of other people that need to be brought to justice. If the investigation is done properly, then it will become clearer who has been behind all of this.
Would you be prepared to say that perhaps José Ramos Horta was a victim of his own generosity?
Well, I'm not sure it's generosity. I mean, he's a victim of his own politics, perhaps, in the sense that he chose to, he was one of the people who asked for the hunt for Renato to be called off in the period of the presidential elections when he was standing for president. And it's well known that there was a written agreement between himself and the leaders of the Partido Democratico there was a written agreement about that, and it was one of the conditions for them bringing their voters to vote for him in the second round of the presidential election. So I'm not sure if generosity is exactly the right word. He's been a victim of the kind of politics that he has been engaged in, and how you want to characterise it depends on how you see the overall situation there.